Harley-Davidson's new electric motorcycle will soon be available through some dealerships in the United States and Europe. The electric motorcycle is seen as an attempt by Harley to appeal to a new generation of young, environment-friendly riders. But automotive experts say its cost, nearly $30,000, is too high for many people. They add there is little evidence the 116-year-old company's new bike will be popular among young riders. Harley-Davidson has long struggled to increase its U.S. sales. The American market makes up more than half of the company's total motorcycles sold. In 2018, Harley reported its sharpest sales drop at U.S. dealerships in 4 years. The company's U.S. sales are expected to fall again this year. As a result, Harley-Davidson's stock prices have fallen 42% in value over the past 5 years. Harley's new fully electric sport bike is called Livewire. It is much smaller than most of the company's traditional street bikes. The company says the Livewire can reach a speed of 96 kilometers an hour in just under 3 seconds. It can travel about 235 kilometers on a single power charge. Livewire has been available for pre-order in the U.S. market since January. The Reuters news agency spoke with at least 40 dealerships that will sell the bikes. Representatives told Reuters that most of the Livewire orders received so far came from existing Harley owners or older riders. Some dealers told the news agency they had received a lot of requests for information about Livewire from young people, but the bike's cost is making it difficult to turn that interest into sales. Interest is very high, one sales manager at a New Jersey-based dealership told Reuters. But once you get to pricing, interest is thrown out the window. One of the bike's main target markets is millennials, young people who were born after 1980. Gary John Pro is general sales manager at a Harley-Davidson dealership in Countryside, Illinois. He told Reuters most millennials cannot afford the Livewire, which is generally targeted at people who earn at least $100,000 a year. But Pro says he expects Harley to take a similar pricing path as U.S. electric car maker Tesla. Tesla's first electric vehicle cost over $100,000, but prices dropped sharply as new models were launched. Prices for Tesla's latest car, the Model 3, start at about $30,000. Traditional entry-level gasoline-powered Harley motorcycles cost about $6,900. The company has said it plans to launch 4 more electrified models by 2022. One of Harley's competitors is Zero Motorcycles, a California-based company. It is already selling electric bikes in the United States, with prices starting from $8,500. Its top-end bike, the Zero SRF, is comparable to Livewire, but costs nearly $9,000 less. Bob Clark is a dealer for Zero Motorcycles in Chicago. He told Reuters that most younger buyers he deals with are deciding to go with the lower-cost bikes. Clark said he has not yet sold any SRF models to riders under the age of 35. All three electric bikes he sold to young riders this year were in the $10,000 price range. Young riders are environmentally conscious, Clark said, but they are also very price sensitive. I'm Brian Lynn.